can be down in the streets and the power lines will be down and so forth. What would you call them? Something like that.
In that situation?
Yeah, you'd say that you had
a freeze.
Okay. Do you ever use the term like ice storm?
No, we don't have those here.
And what would you call a city employee who doesn't really have a job?
A deadhead.
Okay. And what would you say a person has if he's able to get favors done from City Hall?
Political influence.
Any slang name for political influence?
Pull.
Okay, what about clout? Do you ever use that?
Well, I think of that as a more, I wouldn't think of that with respect to a politician for some reason.
How would you use that?
I would think of the word clout as meaning somebody who has influence in general. Not just some guy who can go down to City Hall and improve his garbage service. He isn't here anyway.
A person who delivers mail is called a...
Mailman.
And if you have something, like, well, what you have in here to right over there at the throw...
Trash basket.
Hmm?
Trash basket.
Okay. Do you call it the same thing in your kitchen?
No, I don't know what... garbage, you know, you think of that. No, I wouldn't call it a waste basket. A trash basket in there. I would call it a... I don't know. Garbage... can, garbage, something.
And you carry outside and put it in the...
garbage can.
That's the big metal one?
Yeah.
And the person who takes it away...
garbage man.
And sometimes, nowadays in houses, some people buy this little machine and put the garbage in it and it'll make a little block out of it.
Trash masher.
Hmm?
Trash masher.
And what do you call them? Like at apartment houses? Sometimes they'll have a big sort of metal box that you're supposed to put your garbage in, and then a big truck will come and lift that up and empty it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and the only term I can think of it is the dumpster.
Okay.
Which is a brand name.
Would you use that as a generic term?
Yeah, I think I would. The only time I ever lived in an apartment that had one of those, that's what we called it.
And what would you call a large store where you could go to get food?
Supermarket.
What about a small one that stays open maybe till 11 o'clock at night or something?
Well, I think people always call those according to the name of the one that's closest to them. Like the Time Saver or the Convenient. I guess, regardless of where it is, we always call it the Time Saver.
Is that the name of...
yeah, of one that's close by, yeah.
What would you think of as sort of a... I'd say, if you wanted to advertise in a newspaper, you know, to be a manager of one or something like that, what...
term?
What term would they be referred to?
I would say manager.
I mean, but no, to be, what would you call the stores? I mean, what would be sort of a...
oh, I see. If you wanted to define it,
mm-hmm.
I was going to say fast food service. That's not, it's kind of a restaurant. Convenient food store or something like that.
And
all night food store.
What about a store that's, has special foods, pretty expensive, like a...
gourmet food store or something like that. Gourmet foods.
Okay. What about one that would sell, like, imported foods and so forth? Would that be a gourmet?
Well, it could be, or a delicatessen.
What's the difference?